The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You love to bash his sports takes.
Now, will you feel like an idiot if you're
no,
a big tough?
Never feel like an idiot.
If you're a big tough guy this morning,
but you really love to voice your displeasure for his music choices.
He stumbled on an issue that I did not think would generate this much passion and discussion.
It's time for Jake's questionable song of the day on Early Break on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
That was amazing.
Song of the day, Hero, My Hero by the Foo Fighters, 464-5685. One is bad, 10 is good. Text you ready on the Sauter Heyman Jewelers Song of the Day. The Heroes Trophy today, Nebraska and Iowa. So, of course, you bring the Foo Fighters in whenever you can. That's My Hero by the Foo Fighters, 464-5685. One is bad, 10 is good. Text your rating on the Sauter Heyman Jewelers Song of the Day.
That was an incredible performance by you. I wish people could have seen it. You had drummer.
People were watching. Some you could watch it also on the Sauter Heyman Jewelers video stream on Facebook, Twitch, and YouTube.
Yeah, I hope they watched.
If you were watching, I hope you enjoyed that.
Yeah, I did. You played the drums.
I was Dave Grohl.
Yeah, you are Dave Grohl. And you had a funny drum face. But it was fine. It didn't look bad.
I need to see the replay.
Yeah, your drum face is kind of funny, but not bad.
Is it intense?
Yeah. It's odd. But it's fine. Everybody has that face, you know. Their guitar face. Or their, in your case, the
Adam drum. Says we saw the performance on Twitch.
It's pretty good. I mean, that enhances your score. Let's put it that way.
Now, it's timely.
The Vegas
Heroes
Bobcat
game.
Yeah, I got it. Yeah, the Vegas Bobcat says you've played that song 20 times.
No, that's not true. Maybe five, but it's the Heroes game, Vegas Bobcat. And you can never play My Hero too many times.
And this is what I'm going to say about Vegas Bobcat.
We appreciate you.
Loyal listener in Vegas up at 5 o'clock. And he is loyal. And I appreciate that so much. All our loyal listeners, because we got a lot of them. Anyway, so, we do appreciate it. Score. Well, your performance probably bumped it up a point and a half. So I probably would have given it a 7. Now I got to give it an 8.5. Your performance was, I'm not going to say epic, but definitely enhances the song.
Well, what would you describe it as if it wasn't epic?
Just strong. I mean, you brought it to
memorable.
That. No. I'll forget it by
come on.
By 4 o'clock.
Come
I'll
on.
Forget it. But for this moment, it was really good. And I apologize. Hey, Jake, my Did I wake up with a sinus infection or something?
Why?
Does it sound like? Do I sound like it?
I could bump your microphone up.
No, it's fine. All right.
You sound a little sick, but like not much.
I can't be around people without getting sick. It's weird. That's old. Hey, Harrison would have given that a what?
Probably a 10.
Oh, he wouldn't have.
I think he would. I think he likes Foo Fighters.
Okay, so Harrison is not here.
No, he's not. He'll be back Monday.
Yeah, the Thanksgiving weekend engulfed him.
Got to him.
Yeah. I think Harrison would have given that an 8.
Oh, texters. Yeah, let's see. I was trying to look for a response here. Well, we got a lot of texts coming in here. Okay, here we go. Ratings on the song, 10. Helping my hangover right now.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, that's... He says, and by his, he says, bleep Iowa to end that text.
Yeah, screw Iowa.
Did I
just say that out loud?
Michael in Columbia, South Carolina says 8.5 solid. The Tedster, 8 for being appropriate. Rod, an 8. Bird in Columbus says 8.
Hello, Bird, in my hometown.
8.9 from Adam. 4.9 from Kent. We got a 10. I got to address this before we get to Agent Gracefully. The Milkman asked a very important question I want to address right now. Get it out there.
The Milkman? Okay?
The Milkman. Milkman asks, have you played the Iowa Sucks song yet? I have not, and this is why. All right? Ready? The song exists. It is still in my...
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
I still have it. I can play it anytime I want. I made that song in 2015, before the Iowa game. Nebraska has lost every single year since I made that song. Ooh. I will gladly play that song Monday.
If they win.
If Nebraska wins, I will play
if Nebraska wins,
the Iowa Sucks song because I feel like I'm a part of the losses.
Yeah, don't play that song.
I think
song.
I am the jinx.
Yeah.
I have not played it at all this entire week. It has pained me because you know I want to play that song.
Yeah.
But until they beat Iowa, I can't play it anymore I'm part of the problem.
Can you just sing one of the lines right now?
6 loss years are more common than this because Iowa sucks. Ferentz gets lucky every 7 years because Iowa sucks.
Because Iowa sucks. That was good.
I tried. I had to make it go with, you know, Cleveland Rocks, and so I think my opening line was, "All the little kids with the N on their lids hats are singing Iowa sucks. Iowa sucks."
Okay, now you're dangerously close.
Black and gold ain't as classy as red. I'm not playing it. I'm just
you're dangerously close right now to playing it.
I'm not playing it.
Okay, no,
I don't have it pulled up. Yeah. I got to have it pulled up to even play. It's not pulled up on my screen at all.
You're dangerously close to jinxing Nebraska. Okay, let's age crazy.
Yes, brought to you by Carriage Glen of Lincoln. Contact them today at 402-484-5113 at 7005 Shamrock.
Pretty kind, and you don't. Okay, I know you catch me telling stories over and over, right?
Yes.
Why? Now you. So this is almost.
You repeat things a lot, yeah.
Oh, that's great, because that's what olds do, and I know they do that, and I do it. But this, I'm kind of turn the tables on this aging gracefully. You can help people age gracefully. You can help me age gracefully by just simply saying you've told this story before. You can
it's
do
hard
that.
To do that, though. It's kind of rude, you
it
know?
It is a little rude. I've caught myself with the olds in my life.
I just like that you're saying the olds.
With the olds in my life, I will say that. Okay, I'm just going to be – I know people are starting to understand that I'm not the nicest guy in the world. I will say to my dad, you tell that story all the time. I've heard it. Okay.
And how does he respond to that?
Fine.
He's fine. Get offended
he
doesn't. Shut down?
No, my dad's – No, he does not get offended easily, and I would not get offended by that. If you just said you tell that story all the time, I would not be offended. I would be thankful telling me that.
I have this problem myself, though, because I tell the story a lot, apparently, and my wife says, we know, we've heard that story a lot before. So what? Have I told it that many times? I'm like, yeah. Maybe you have heard it. Has this person heard it? Have they heard it?
It's a common thing. I've been around.
I'm
no, you're not. You're not an old.
Well, I might be.
You're 30.
30.
Yeah, that's not old.
But I have the tendency of repeating stories.
And you have an old soul.
You and I both do.
Yeah,
well, I do have an old soul.
Yeah, you have an old soul. And I can help you with that. I can help you with the story thing. You've told that before. But you don't tell a ton of stories. You could tell more stories on the air.
I probably could. Well, yeah. Your stories are more fun. They get a little creative. They get weird. I have not told as many as you. I have told some stories on these airwaves, though.
Yeah, but that's one way you can help you.
Sean McDonough's story was on this airwaves. I scared a man out of the bar. I stared at him too long. Remember how I got belligerent to Creighton fans before? If you've heard that story. The Minnesota game, I went to Tom Stevens of basketball, where I was yelling at the Minnesota fans ahead of us.
You berated Minnesota.
I did not like them sitting in those seats at all. Oh, yeah, I berated people. I think when I was in Miami, I was in the Baltimore section. I kept saying, I yelled, got to protect the Ravens at all costs. Because they were getting a lot of calls. I said, got to protect Lamar. Got to protect him. Protect Lamar.
What was that about?
Lamar Jackson is a former MVP in this league.
Oh, that's what you were saying.
I said, gotta protect him. Make sure Lamar wins. Yeah, it was bad.
Did anybody turn around? I bet there did.
The guy ahead of me kept shaking his head. Everybody else is like, yeah, you're kind of right. The guy ahead of me didn't turn around. The whole game never turned around. He's like, God, I hate this kid.
Oh, Okay, you've never been to a sporting event with me, I don't think.
No. You don't attend as a fan ever, so no.
What would you expect from me? Would you expect I would ever do that?
No.
No, I don't do that.
You might be the one shaking your head.
Yeah.
It's like, this clown over here.
Yeah, I'm a bit of a snowflake on certain things. Like, I don't berate people in public.
Aging gracefully. Don't berate people in public.
Yeah, that's a
good
one.
Brought to you by Karen.
Yeah, don't berate people in public.
Top of the hour next on Early Break and the Ticket.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise. Having fun in the sun or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5hetide.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5hetide.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.